days. We got so much going on today. It's crazy. The governor of New Hampshire will check in later. We're going to talk about organ donation and how important that is. Obviously, very near and dear to us with Andy, of course. So that's an important thing. The Department of Transportation doing a big thing. So we're going to talk about that. Emilio Estevez a little bit later on this morning as well. And yeah, you never know what's going to happen today. Where's my intro? Five things you need to know happens now.
Stand by. 5, 4, 3, 2. Countdown sequence one.
Five things you need to know.
Five things you need to know. Brought to you by the emergency room at Wentworth Douglas Hospital. The only name you need to know when there's an emergency. Yeah. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Each of us has a piece of information, some intel for you that might be of value to you. And, yeah, so we post all these links at morningbuzz.com, so you can go check them out. And Scott McMullen has the first of five.
Anybody who works a job where they are told service with a smile, smile, you got to smile, are more likely to drink heavily because the fake grin is draining. Once their shift is over, and sometimes they realize that they didn't make that much money, or that really they didn't have that great of a day, they find themselves hitting the bottle more than people who work other jobs. So if you are in one of those jobs where people are faking the smile, go out there and just smile even though you're having a horrible day. Most likely when their shift's over, they're hitting someplace and grabbing a bottle for the ride home.
That's why you shouldn't fake it. Don't fake it. Like, you know, people say I have, what, resting bitch face?
Yep.
Because, you know, I don't paint on a smile. If I'm thinking about something or anything, I'm not walking around with a smile on my face. If you got a smile on your face all the time, you're creepy.
Mm-hmm.
You got the third hand thing going.
Yeah. I just learned
so think about
that.
I had to explain what that meant
to
Laura.
Yeah, I just learned.
Somebody with a third hand, the third hand's always.
Service, surface acting is very negative on the person's well-being.
You don't want to be negative on your well-being, man.
No.
Don't want to do it.
So, no more. No more fake smiling.
You don't have to worry about that with me. I kind of wear it on my sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't like you...
You know it.
You're going to know. No, you don't have to be mean or anything like that. I'm just not... I'm going to, you know...
It's not going to be nice.
I'm not going to be... No, I will be polite. I'm just going to...
It doesn't take many peels back of the layer that you know that Greg's upset.
Wait a minute. Upset is one thing. You're going to know when I'm upset.
Yeah.
If I don't like somebody, I just, that's okay. I don't have to like everybody. I don't have to be mean about it and spread bad
feelings.
It's
like the sun. You can see it.
Don't go around bitching about it. I just kind of go around them. You know, that's all.
I just go around them.
Yeah, that's all. Like a roadblock.
I just stood in front of Greg and he walked around.
If something's in the road where you're going,
you drive around
it. Around it. Don't make a big deal. Go around it and keep going. That's all. Not a big deal.
Wow.
Negative energy. I'm much better about not dealing with negative energy. I just got to move past it now. You know,
it's all about the positive vibes.
Yeah, but I'm not perfect, that's for sure. I have my days.
Oh, buddy. You're close to perfect.
What do you got?
Well, we all want to feel safe at the workplace, right? And you got that person at work who you think might be a little crazy. Well, there are a couple of things you can keep your eyes on to make sure one of your coworkers isn't the everyday sadist, liking to inflict a little bit of harm. They're a little bit crazy, a little psychopath.
Yeah.
Black coffee. People who drink black coffee are highly more likely to have these tendencies.
You know, I can't do it.
I am black coffee.
I'm jealous of people who just take the black coffee and it's like it's just... the way coffee should be.
I love it.
I'm just not there yet.
It's like that bitter yumminess.
Yeah.
Okay, so she likes black coffee.
A new study from the University of Innsbruck found the link between the love of black coffee and sadist or psychopathic tendencies. Okay. Also, radishes.
She loves radishes.
I'm not a radish guy.
She has radishes on her salad every other
day.
She loves celery.
Every other day.
I do love celery.
Yeah.
Celery tonic water. It's a bitter taste.
I love tonic water.
People who love bitter things are more likely to have these tendencies. It freaks me out. So if somebody comes in for lunch one day with black coffee, radishes, celery, and some tonic water, get out.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
She's
run.
Four for
yeah.
four.
It's three. Four for four, right?
Yeah, let's go four for four.
I'm just saying.
Pointing out the obvious, man.
Everybody be careful.
You look at somebody who likes all those things and you kind of go, yeah, I almost want to be something off there.
Everybody's got that person that you question.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But you're like, I'm not sure how this would go.
The studio is bookended.
Kelly. Roadkill is pointing to Kelly on one side and Laura on the other.
Yeah. Okay. When you guys go, you're going big.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're true. Vesuvius, like Pompeii.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and Krakatoa. Yep. That's what we're talking about.
When they find us, we'll still be working.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. Well, there you go. It is five things. Kelly agrees. He doesn't disagree. Five things you need to know, and Kelly Brown has number three.
Candy maker.
Whoops.
Candy maker Mars Wrigley Confectionery is offering a candy-tasting internship. The paid position is similar to last year's World's Sweetest Internship, but this year's winner will also be required to organize public events and activities. Yeah, let's get to the good stuff. The intern must be willing to test new flavors in the Chicago-based factory.
Oh,
you got to go taste candies. The 8 to 12-week opportunity will also include a signing bonus of 1 year's worth of candy.
Wow.
You lock that up. Company says you must be at least 21 years old to apply and be someone who's not afraid to ring every doorbell in every neighborhood on Halloween.
Wow.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. See, that's candy. Where you'd lose me. I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah.
Candy tasting internship.
You know, and the thing is, too, is candy tasting internship sounds great and you're tasting the candy. But I'll tell you right now, one Sour Patch Kid comes across the desk, I'm out. That's it. I'm done. No. Well,
you like the Sour Patch?
No. Eh. Ooh.
No. I don't mind that.
I think you like Swedish Fish.
Love the Swedish Fish.
They're not sour.
What are the other ones? That
gummy worms?
Little bear. Gummy bears. I don't like gummy bears.
I don't either. No. I don't like that either. Get out of here.
I don't like that either.
Don't you?
You know?
You like Swedish Fish?
I do. But they're sweet. They're gummy, but they're sweet, and they're just the right texture. Like, I don't know what there is about a Swedish fish that separates it
only
from any
Swedes
other
know,
type of gummy, but I appreciate what the Swedes put into it, you know? And it's fish, so it's got to have, like, a lot of good oils and stuff.
Omega-3s, yeah.
Yeah, right? That's what I look at. All right, Laura, what do you got?
So, everybody talks about Alexa and how great she is, and we've dropped in on the kids, but now thousands of Amazon workers are, they've admitted they are actually listening to you guys in your houses, in your rooms, anything that's going on, because they're actually doing it because they have to, they're trying to make Alexa better. And to understand your language, they feel like that they have to listen to how you speak and communicating with Alexa. So if you ask how the weather is, but she heard something else, this is why they're listening. This goes from contract employees to some full-time employees are listening to 1,000 audio clips per 9-hour shift. And so anything that's going on in your house has been recorded.
I read
and
it.
And they are listening.
You know that that's
dear
true.
God.
You can go into your Alexa app on your phone and see every time Alexa was engaged. And you can listen. You can actually listen to a recording of what engaged it. That's how Laura got to hear some of the things your kids were saying.
Yes.
You know
and
that.
And I get that. So I, but if nobody's in the house and nobody's turned it on, I don't get a transcript. But they are recording things that are going on in your house.
When it's activated by vocals, because they're waiting to see. And look, I'm not, it is creepy. There's no question about it. But I'm not sitting in my house having conversations about my bank numbers. I'm not discussing my credit card number. You know?
But you don't. Yeah, but you don't, when I call, but I could be on my phone giving my credit card number because I just ordered pizza. Oh,
that's true.
And
I'm not giving that over the phone. I mean, I'm not doing that to the pizza place, but I would give it for some other places. Yeah, you're right.
And they're listening to it.
There's reason to be concerned. There's also there's a button on it right here. Boom. Hit that button and the mic goes off, supposedly. So I'm a little suspicious.
Although Amazon reportedly has procedures in place when potential criminal conduct is heard, two workers in Romania told Bloomberg that they were told it isn't Amazon's job to interfere.
Yep.
In other cases, the workers said that internal chat rooms to share recordings they find amusing.
Yeah.
That they
listen to what I heard, sex, all that kind of stuff. You know, I have to weigh that fear with, you know,
convenience.
Do I really enjoy having to turn my TV on? I mean, I really do. I want to give that up. I like just being able to say, hey, turn my TV on.
Rather than grabbing it and pressing that button.
So oh, I don't want to go through all that. What a pain in the ass.
I understand.
Grabbing a remote when I could just walk in the house and go, Alexa, boom. You know, that's that simple.
Right.
And Apple, Siri, and Google Assistant also have human workers that listen to snippets of audio. But the company's reported to Bloomberg that the recordings aren't linked to personally identifying information.
Yeah. Yeah, we live in a world where you're probably being recorded all the time. My phone sits right here. It could be recorded. I don't know, man. It's too much. It freaks me out. Thinking about it just kind of freaks me out. But mine is for the single folks, ladies and gentlemen. This is something for these For those of you in the dating world, okay, there's always pitfalls in the dating world, potholes, things you can fall into and disappear, you know? You know what ghosting is?
I've heard of it. Somebody explained it to me, but I forgot.
Ghosting. Kay, you know what ghosting is.
Yeah, you just sort of peace out on somebody, you stop talking to them, stop answering.
Like just permanently, not just in one conversation. You mean
right.
You just...
No, yes.
You don't respond to anything. You stop responding completely. Like you're having
turned into a ghost, you're gone.
Yeah, you'd be texting back and forth, getting to know each other, sending messages back and forth like crazy, and all of a sudden someone sees something they didn't like, or somebody got caught talking to something, whatever.
Okay.
Boom. All
you're dead to me, basically.
Cease. Yeah, by one party. The new one... There's a new one out. I want to warn you about it because it's perilous. It's called cloaking. You do not want to be cloaked, my friend, because it's even one step worse than ghosting. What would be worse than ghosting? So we were chatting. What would be worse than ghosting?
Pretending you were dead.
Somebody messing with you constantly, giving you bad intel.
No, neither of those two things. It is
cloaking.
So bad that you want to go back and completely erase any evidence that you ever spoke. You will go back, retrace your steps. It's not just ignoring them, but it's blocking them on every app you've used to communicate, like dating apps, Facebook, Instagram, and you block their number. So there's literally no way to get in touch with you. Ghosting isn't enough. Like the last thing
cloaking.
I want. Like if I'm gonna ghost
you, have
somebody
fill in for you.
Just no.
No, he just told you what it was.
Cloaking. Cloaking.
He's too busy thinking.
You blame
listening. I would cloak. Like here. You talk to the person.
Yeah, I don't. If I just decide it's not happening. Ghosting. I just stop answering. But you could also just say, hey, look, I'm not interested anymore. I changed my mind. But then you got to deal with the explanation and the back and forth. So who wants to do that? Cloaking, boom, block, it's done. You know, I can understand that. I don't want confrontation with someone that I really don't know. I don't want that. Well, it's not polite.
I know.
That's why I wouldn't be good at it. I wouldn't be good at the whole dating thing. But it's so bad, you want to go back through the desert, Scotty, and dust over you.
Yep.
It's like going into a trap, a sand trap. You got to rake out your footprints. When you get out of the trap on the golf course, same kind of thing. So cloaking, my friends, the quickest and easiest and fun way to blow somebody off on the internet. That's so much fun. So fun. Wow. Can't wait till I'm dating again. Said no one ever. All right.
No, quite a few people said that.
Yeah,
multiple people actually.
No, I haven't. Not me. All right. All of the links for these stories are at morningbuzz.com. Kelly's got news and sports. The Masters. Everything's happening. Playoffs, Game of Thrones, and more.